Let us pray. The Lord is not slow concerning his promise, as some count slowness, but he is patient with us, not wishing that anyone should perish, but that all should come to repentance. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. Heavenly Father, you balance mercy and wisdom in your hands. You warn me of the consequences of sin, while offering me a beautiful way forward. You empower me by your Spirit to walk upright before you. You speak to me through your word and the new heart you have given me. Thank you for counseling me and comforting me, even in my failures. Remind me today of my total forgiveness and my perfect union with you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you for praying with me today. Now discover the profound intricacies of Scripture through Pray.com's podcast, The Heartbeat of Faith with Dr. Andrew Farley.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring, and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Welcome back to another episode of the Heartbeat of Faith podcast. I'm Dr. Andrew Farley, and it's a joy to have you with me today as we delve deeper into the structure of the Bible. The Bible can be divided into six sections: law, history, poetry, prophecy, gospel, and letters. Today, we explore the prophetic books of the Bible. The major prophets wrote Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentations, Ezekiel, and Daniel. And there are 12 minor prophets: Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, Micah, Nahum, Habakkuk, Zephaniah, Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi. We also have Revelation, which is a prophetic book too. The biblical prophets are God's messengers tasked with talking to Israel about his passion for them and his plan for redemption. They were commissioned not just to be future tellers, but to act as covenant lawyers, pointing out how Israel had broken their commitment to God. Like a wife who cheats on her husband, Israel turned to other gods.
Moreover, Yahweh said to me in the days of Josiah the king, "Have you seen that which backsliding Israel has done? She has gone up on every high mountain and under every green tree, and has played the prostitute there. I said, after she had done all these things, she will return to me. But she didn't return, and her treacherous sister Judah saw it. I saw when, for this very cause, that backsliding Israel had committed adultery. I had put her away and given her a certificate of divorce. Yet treacherous Judah, her sister, had no fear. But she also went and played the prostitute. Because she took her prostitution lightly, the land was polluted, and she committed adultery with stones and with wood. Yet for all this, her treacherous sister, Judah, has not returned to me with her whole heart, but only in pretense, says Yahweh. Jeremiah 3:6-10.
The prophets spoke of present and future realities with poetic imagery, often using metaphor to prove their point. People mistake prophecy for literal future telling, but it can sometimes be more nuanced and beautiful than that. The prophets balance present commentary on the state of Israel while also looking forward to future judgment, suffering, mercy, and redemption. They even did some strange things to be heard and sometimes lived on the fringe of society. Although their contemporaries shunned them, eventually their words were shown to be true, and people revered them long after they persecuted them. The prophets conveyed a dual message of judgment and triumph that continues to inspire today. Despite our struggles, God will still turn our tragedy into something for His glory.
God saw this, and His heart broke. The blighted wind came in from the north, and Jeremiah began to sob. The Lord spoke to him again, saying, I am the Lord who has made the earth. I will restore this city once again. I will heal them and reveal my goodness. The Lord's words touched Jeremiah's heart as he looked upon the ashy city below. How could God fix this? Jeremiah must have thought. I will cleanse my people from the guilt of their sins. I will forgive them and wash them clean. After this destruction, there shall again be the sound of wedding bells, the voice of a groom singing over his bride. All shall be made whole again, God declared. This was another image of what God would do in His people. Hundreds of years from then, a new king would arise and walk the streets of Jerusalem. He would enter and wash the people white as snow.
Biblical prophets used metaphor and storytelling to reveal God's intentions to man in a way that was understandable. The prophets also announced the day of the Lord, or God's judgment, which is an ever-present theme throughout their books. Consider Jeremiah 29 as a good example. Although judgment came to God's people through Babylon, the Lord had plans to restore them. In this message, there's a warning of future judgment coupled with a promise of hope.
For Yahweh says, after 70 years are accomplished for Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word toward you in causing you to return to this place. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says Yahweh. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you hope and a future. You shall call on me and you shall go and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You shall seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. I will be found by you, says Yahweh, and I will turn again your captivity. And I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places where I have driven you, says Yahweh. I will bring you again to the place from where I caused you to be carried away captive. Jeremiah 29:10-14.
The prophets emphasized obedience to God while also looking forward to the future Messiah, Israel's ultimate hope.
Slowly the culture of Israel and Judah began to reform. Sacrifices were made in the temple, and God's law was proclaimed in the courts. Yet there was something missing. There was a lingering emptiness that all in the land felt. There was a longing for the presence of God to be near and felt. The temple was supposed to be that place where God would meet with His beloved. Yet there was a hidden sense that something greater was coming. something that the prophets Jeremiah and Ezekiel spoke of, not just a rebuilding of the temple of God, not just a rebuilding of the city streets, not just a rebuilding of the schools and teachings. No, there needed to be a rebuilding of the heart. Their hearts of stone needed to be replaced with hearts of flesh. This would not come to pass until much later, until the true presence of God dwelled in the city streets of Jerusalem. One day the fullness of God would re-enter the temple, but it would not be via sacrifices or incense. It would be through the footsteps of the Messiah.
The prophets spoke of a Redeemer that would save humanity from their sin. The Old Testament ends with a grand promise of salvation. Then, the New Testament begins with the words of another prophet, John the Baptist, who stands as a pivotal figure in the divine narrative, heralding the arrival of Jesus Christ with unparalleled enthusiasm and clarity. He recognized that Jesus was not just another prophet or teacher. He was the Lamb of God poised to take away the sin of the world, not merely covering them temporarily as the blood of animal sacrifices had done under the Old Covenant. John proclaimed Jesus as the one who would baptize with the Holy Spirit and fire, signaling a profound transformation and the ushering in of a new era. Those who believe in Jesus are not just cleansed externally. They're placed in Christ, born of God, and indwelt by the Spirit. This is not a mere change of status. It's a radical rebirth and renovation from the inside out of our very beings. We're not just declared righteous, we're made new. The excitement in John's voice, the urgency in his message, stemmed from this stunning revelation. He saw that in Jesus, humanity was offered something incomparably greater than the little by little progressive forgiveness in the Old Testament. In Christ, we find a permanent, transformative solution to our sin problem. And we're invited into a vibrant, intimate relationship with God Himself. Let us therefore reflect on the magnitude of this gift, rejoicing in the freedom and life we have in Jesus. Now we can live in the reality of being born of God, placed in His Spirit, and united with Christ forever.
The people marveled at John's words. John's eloquence and bravery stirred the children of God. They began to mumble rumors of him being the promised Messiah. John paused for a long moment, and the people were silent as they waited for him to speak. John touched the water and let it fall out of his hands. "I baptize you with water," John said calmly, "but the one who comes after me will baptize you with the fire of the Holy Spirit." John's words were interrupted as he saw a man standing in the crowd. John's eyes widened and his lower lip began to quiver. The man stepped forward from the group of people standing on the shore. A few tears streamed down John's hairy face as he watched Jesus walk into the water. John could barely speak. His entire purpose in life was to prepare the way of God's chosen, and here he was standing before him. "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world," he whispered to himself.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Heartbeat of Faith podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode or learned something new about the Bible, share it with a friend or family member. Download the Pray.com app, and for more encouragement in God's grace, visit andrewfarley.org. That's andrewfarley.org.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring? but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience. Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences with fewer people and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited time offers today at avalonwaterways.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.